Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on with our series we're calling Kingdom Citizen. And actually, at the Delaware campus, we kind of hit pause on the Sermon on the Mount for 1 week. We had the chance to pray for and send out Brian and Angela Broyles. Brian has served as our community life pastor for the last several years. And so sad to see them go, and at the same time, a celebration of just getting to send them out and believing that God has called them to go down to the Lexington, Kentucky area to join a local church there and to be a part of their church planting efforts. And so really a celebration, I think, in a lot of ways of our culture here, our sending culture, that it's not about LifePoint, right? It's not about our castle. It's about the kingdom. It's about what God is doing all over the place. And so we got a chance to pray for them. We also had the privilege of baptizing three people this Sunday, two of our college students and one of our high school students. And so there was a lot going on this Sunday morning. So I taught just for kind of an abbreviated period of time, and actually took us to Acts chapter 1. And you see in Acts chapter 1, verses 3 through 8, Jesus talking about the kingdom of God. Not in his in the Sermon on the Mount, it's sort of his inaugural address where he's saying, hey, the kingdom is at hand. Then in Acts 1, he has been crucified, resurrected, he's ascending into heaven, and he's telling his disciples, now you go and you're going to be my witnesses, right? You're going to witness to what I've done. You're going to go tell people about the kingdom of God. And the kind of famous phrase there is a verse is in Acts 1:8, where he says, right, you're going to be my witnesses in all in Jerusalem and Judea, right, and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And he tells them the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. He's going to empower you. And so we talked really for most of our time together about what our mission is as believers, as kingdom citizens, right? What are we supposed to be doing? What is our purpose? And I kind of made sure we just stated out loud that go find whatever makes you happy is not the life purpose or mission of a Christian, right? Of a kingdom citizen. The New Testament is very clear that the mission that Jesus has given us is to go make disciples. Acts 1:8 is a version of kind of the Great Commission. You find it in almost every gospel. Matthew 28, probably the most famous version of it, go make disciples, right? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you to the very end of the age. And so we just talked about, right, our need for the Holy Spirit's power, right? We need the presence of Christ and the power of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives if we're going to make disciples. But we are called to take steps to share the gospel, to leverage our lives for the sake of the kingdom. Jesus says, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and then to the very ends of the earth. And nowhere in the New Testament does that get rescinded, right? That command, that great commission. And so that remains our mission today, to take the gospel to our communities, to our neighborhoods, to our school systems, and then to partner with others across Central Ohio and the Midwest and the nation and the world, partner with others to participate in the global mission of God. And so the question that I asked at the end that I want to leave with you this morning is, in light of the fact that, right, our mission is to make disciples, to glorify God by making disciples, witnessing for Christ. Our mission is not go do whatever makes you happy, right? It is to leverage your life for the kingdom. In light of that, I ask this question: what is one change you can make now to better align your life with the mission of God? What's one change you can make now to better align your life with the mission of God? And I told folks that's not going to be the same for everyone, right? Maybe that's identifying your one, right? We talk about praying for your one. Maybe you need to identify that one in your life who doesn't know and love Christ. Maybe you need to commit to pray for your one on a more regular basis. Maybe you need to just take time to ask God to show you the lostness around you and the need around you, to open your eyes to the spiritual reality around you. Maybe it's taking time to rehearse your testimony, right? Just to go over what God has done in your life and really practice, in a sense, sharing the simple gospel in the context of your story and what God has done in your life. I kind of joked with folks, maybe half joking, right? Maybe it's posting a scripture to your social media sites instead of more photos of yourself or your cat or whatever you had for lunch that day, right? Whatever it may be, it may be, again, different for each of us. But what's one change you can make right now to just better align your life with the mission of God to be a witness for Christ to those around you? Our mission, again, has not changed, right? Many things feel like they are changing and have changed, but the mission, who God is, who he's created us to be, the fact that he saved us, our identity in him, and our mission for him, right? Our mission in and for him to make disciples, that's not changed. That is what we are called to do, and I think we have a wonderful opportunity in the midst of everything going on to be, as we talked about a week ago, salt and light. To be salt and light to the world around us as we trust Christ. So here's what I'm going to do. First off, thanks for joining us this morning, and I hope you'll take time to join us again tomorrow morning. I'm going to pray for you, and then I want to invite you, when I'm done praying for you, to take some time to pray for yourself, just to speak with the Lord, to engage with him, to pause wherever you're at in your day, and just to speak to your Heavenly Father. So let me pray for you. Lord, Heavenly Father, we love you, and we cannot say thank you enough for the way in which you have loved us in and through Christ. Thank you that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. The God, that you demonstrated your love for us that way by sending your own Son to live and to die in our place, and then you raised him from the grave. And we have hope and new life because of you, Jesus. And I pray that that new life, the light in us, would just shine to those around us. And Father, I pray that you would draw us away from lesser things, God, from keep us from leveraging our lives for much lesser things. And Father, help us to leverage our lives for the only kingdom that lasts forever, yours, the kingdom of heaven, and help us to align our lives, to make real changes, to align our lives with the kingdom of God, with the mission of God. And Father, I ask that by your Holy Spirit, you would empower us to do what you've called us to do. And I ask that in Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and take some time to pray right now.